Bible story of Isaac and Rebekah, Genesis chapter 24. Abraham is very old now, so he called his faithful servant Eliezer to him. Abraham said, "Put your hand under my thigh and promise me that you will find a wife from the daughters of my family and not from the daughters of Canaanites." Eliezer replied, "What if the woman refused to come back with me? Should I bring Isaac back to the homeland?" Abraham said, "God will send an angel to be with you so that you will take a wife for my son there. If the woman doesn't want to come back with you to this land, then you will no longer be bound under this oath." The servant Eliezer took 10 camels along with him and set out for Nahor. Eliezer arrived at a well outside the city. He then made his camels knelt down by the well. Eliezer prayed, "Lord God, the young women are coming out of the city to fetch water from the well. Please make the girl whom I save. Please let down your pitcher so that I can have some water to drink." And she said, "Drink, and I will also water your camels. Be the one whom you had appointed to be Isaac's wife, so that I will know that you have shown kindness to my master Abraham." Before Eliezer finished speaking, a beautiful young woman called Rebekah came out from the city to fetch water with the pitcher on her shoulder. Rebekah is the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah. Milcah is the son of Nahor. Nahor is Abraham's brother. Eliezer said to her, "Please let down your pitcher so that I can have some water to drink." She said, "Drink." Camels finished drinking the water. After the camels had finished drinking, Eliezer took a very expensive gold nose ring and 2 hand bracelets and gave it to Rebekah. Rebekah told Eliezer that she was the daughter of Bethuel from the family of Nahor. Rebekah's brother, Laban, ran out to meet Eliezer, who is by the well. Laban invited Eliezer to spend the night at their home. Eliezer also gave gifts of silver, gold, and clothing to Rebekah. He also gives gifts to Rebekah's brother and mother, and they ate and drank all night. When morning arrives the next day, Eliezer wanted to return to Canaan immediately with Rebekah. But Laban said, "Please let Rebekah stay with us for a few more days." Eliezer said, "Please don't stop me from returning to my master." Laban said, "Let us call Rebekah and see if she is willing to go back with you now." They asked Rebekah, and Rebekah agreed to go back to Laban. So they sent Rebekah and her maid away. When they arrived home, Isaac saw Rebekah and was very happy. Isaac then took Rebekah as his wife.